Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host is Ruth Wollaseff.
Wollaseff.
It's, you know, it's the double O. It's versus the single O.
Right.
And we're talking today with Nancy Silva Mullins, who's a senior physical therapist at Northwell Health. And let's get right to the point. What are some of the extra benefits of exercising? It's just not muscles and walking.
That's right. In addition to getting up and moving, we can also help with issues such as constipation. A lot of my patients complain, oh, they have difficulty moving their bowels, but they're drinking enough water, they're eating enough fiber. But listen, if you're just sitting there all day, the body doesn't have any opportunity to really get things up and going on the inside, too.
Okay, which is, and that obviously is an important thing.
It's very important, very important.
People don't pay attention to that little bit of exercise. There's so many things in life, but exercise is one of them that doesn't have to be in such an extreme. You know, you have the people that spend 4 or 5 hours in the gym. Mm. It's not necessary. But you also cannot just be sedentary your entire day.
And let me ask you something else, Nancy. If someone is more or less a homebody and stuck at home, how can they exercise?
Sure. So there's a couple of things. First off, I would always say before you do any sort of an exercise program, really run it by your doctor just to make sure that you're even an appropriate candidate. But anybody can start off with something as simple as just sitting in the chair and marching. Bring your knees up one at a time. You could also kick your legs out straight one at a time. I like to incorporate everything into function. So let's say when you're at the kitchen counter and you're washing the dishes, maybe perform a couple of heel raises. So come up onto the tippy toes and then back down.
Very interesting.
Right. And then also coming back to, you know, trying to prevent some falls, working on balance. So maybe when you're brushing your teeth, instead of standing on 2 feet, maybe trying to stand and balance on 1 foot while you're gingerly holding onto the countertop and brushing your teeth. So you're incorporating a little bit of exercise with your daily routine, and you kind of, you know, kill two birds with one stone there.
In other words, think about it.
Exactly.
Be mindful.
Sure. And little things, like if you go someplace and you're able to do the steps, take the steps instead of, you know, the elevator or the escalator. You know, instead of parking so close to the door, maybe park a little bit further away in the parking lot.
Right. Little stuff. Also, should you have goals? Meaning like you're saying do the marching if you're watching TV. So you did 10.
Sure.
Should it be that next week you have to do 20 or 15 and keep going to, or no, 10 is fine? You know what I'm trying to say? Should there be, now not a year from now, you're not going to be doing 1,000. at one point you hit a goal, but
yes.
You know, I guess I can do the 10.
Sure. Really what we're looking for is 1 to 2 sets, okay, of around 15 repetitions.
Okay? Oh, okay.
So if you can do that, then if you want to progress from there, you can always add a weight onto your ankle or onto your arm afterwards.
Make it a little bit more difficult.
Exactly.
Okay.
Know.
So in most things.
Sure.
1 to 2, and it should be 15. So if you're doing something with your arm or with your legs, whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Exactly.
I was curious about that. How far?
I think that's a very good question.
Yes. Thank you. We're doing good, Ruth.
But again, as long as you're doing something, I'll take it.
I understand. Right. But now, even though, and here's an interesting question, which my wife brings up. My wife is very active. She's a special ed teacher. Okay, so you're going all day long.
Sure.
Really, she's up on the down with the kids. She's on the floor with them because they really are the population she deals with is very, very impaired. And yet she'll turn around and say that's not really exercise because it was part of her day.
Correct.
Even though she was,
but
up
it
and
is
down,
exercise.
You would burn calories, and I'm saying it is exercise. I agree
yes.
with you, but is it? I mean, like. She's not doing reps
right.
or anything like
no,
this.
No, she is doing the physical exertion, but again, exercise is really going above and beyond your daily routine. So, you know, if she lifted that kid an additional 10 times,
okay.
versus just helping him up.
Okay, that's fine. Because, I mean, that is, and I've heard that from people. You know, there's a person who's, what do you call that? Like, say, a delivery guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's work.
Sure.
But it's really
definitely.
Not exercise. But he's getting off the truck. He's bringing the cases
right,
of soda
right.
or water, pulling spring into the house.
Yes.
But that's a novel, you know, understanding. It's still not. He'd do an extra 10.
Right.
The rep is the ultimate thing here.
Correct.
So when you are exercising, to make it in some sort of a rep one or two of them, then you've accomplished what you're trying to set out to do.
And one or two of them, which means 15 times each time.
Right.
Correct.
Each set.
Yes.
Right.
In the physical therapy world, they say 30 is the magic number. So whether or not two sets of 15, three sets of 10, and if that's too difficult for you, then do, you know, five at a time.
In other words, work up gradually.
Exactly. And you don't have to do all 30, you know, at one particular point. You could do, let's say, 15 in the morning and then 15 at night.
Right. Okay. So that's the point. It's a goal.
Sure.
See, I'm more of a goal-driven person.
I think goals are good because that's motivating.
Sure.
Right. That's it. If you say do what you can, I say, okay, just did it. You know, that's the end of it. But if you push a person to do a goal, that's important. Water.
Yes.
Just talk about water. I mean, I drink a lot of water personally. My wife might have a glass a day.
Sure.
Everybody's different. I see Ruth is opening a bottle now that I said it. Good for you, Ruth.
You reminded me.
See?
But I think water is supposed to be very important. I am someone who doesn't drink much water.
Okay.
But when I think about it, as you said, when you mentioned it now, I do drink. And when I'm in a restaurant, they always give you water at the table.
Right.
Which is good for me. Because it makes me drink.
Sure. And water is very important. The muscles need water in order to function correctly. You'll notice that if you don't drink enough water, maybe one day you had a lot of really salty foods or it was really hot outside, then you'll feel crampy. It's because the muscles aren't functioning up to their optimal level because they haven't been fed correctly.
Right. Does it have to be water or can it be another beverage?
Can it be beer?
No. No, really, ultimately, I tell all my patients that water is going to be the best thing for the muscles. And now, you're going to love this, John. A lot of my patients are hesitant to drink water because then they don't want to go to the bathroom and they feel like they're going to pee too much. But the thing about water is that it's going to keep the acidity or the concentration of the urine down. So it actually does not stimulate the bladder to have to go to the bathroom a lot versus, you know, when you asked Ruth about drinking something else, drinking coffee or soda.
Or tea.
Beer.
What about tea?
Tea
is water.
Well, you're putting... you sound like one of my patients. Yes, it has water as a base, but you're adding that tea into it, which does 9 times out of 10 have the caffeine, which is the bladder stimulant. So it really doesn't count.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So it has to be cold water.
No, not necessarily. You could do room
temperature. The cold water is better. It tastes better.
For you,
I think.
Okay. No, yeah, for you. Okay, that's fine.
Sure.
Because there are people who won't drink cold water. They
Correct.
Like room temperature. And, uh-huh, but uh-huh. Basically what Nancy's saying is it's plain water.
Just plain old water. Nothing added.
Yeah, I was even at a something once where they said seltzer is not that good.
No,
the carbonation.
Yeah.
Even though it's just water carbonated.
Sure.
The carbonation
what
makes
does
it
that
acidic.
Do?
Yep, it's actually a gut irritant.
Oh, is it? Okay,
yes.
okay. So you got me. No. No, that it should just be basic plain water.
Sure.
Because I do drink seltzer. I don't drink it as much as I used to because somebody said, you really shouldn't be drinking it.
Yeah. And a lot of people will say, well, how much water should I be drinking? And the old school way of saying it would be, you know, drink half of your body weight or 6 to 8 glasses of water
a
day.
Right. I've heard 6 to 8 glasses
sure.
of water.
Sure. And
day.
I usually say when you urinate, just look at the color of your pee. It should be like a straw colored. It doesn't have to be clear, but just a very light pale yellow. And then you know that you're doing okay.
That's good. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's good.
Cardio. Now we're talking about doing some of these, lifting stuff and you're marching,
sure.
sitting down, but that's not getting your heart up. Now I know
sure.
from a younger perspective, I know that, you know, you're on the track, you're running up and down the stadium
sure.
stairs until you're ready, your heart to explode. Is cardio something a senior should be involved in or no?
Sure. I mean, cardio is just simply walking.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was more jogging and strenuous.
No. Ultimately, the goal for cardio is that when you're performing the activity, that you're getting a little bit out of breath, that we wouldn't be able to have this conversation like we're speaking right now. Maybe there's a couple of deep
breathing,
breaths involved
right.
in it. So just even if you do a little bit of an interval training, I tell my patients, if you're walking around the block, maybe every other house that you're doing sort of like a speed walk from one house to the next to get your heart rate up a little bit more. But yes, certainly, walking is definitely cardio.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Walking is considered a very good exercise.
Wonderful, yes.
And it doesn't require any special equipment.
Exactly.
Now, within the town of North Hempstead, we have, I think it's 5 or 6 pools for the residents.
Swimming.
And recently, a fellow who was very active, a friend of mine, has gone. He's in his 60s and went to get swimming lessons because he says, I can't do it. My knees hurt. This hurts. Sure. That hurts. But he's thin and in very good shape. He actually went to get swimming lessons, and he goes to Tully. The importance of that. I mean, and does that... Is he right in saying swimming is as good as walking? Or
yes, it is. The great part about the pool is that the buoyancy of the water will take pressure off of your joints. So a lot of my
it's much easier when you're in the water.
And just as effective, because a lot of people will say, oh, well, it doesn't really do anything for me. Maybe not for you, but for those patients who cannot walk around the house or who cannot stand up and sit down or kick their legs out or march without feeling pain. Maybe their arthritis is so bad or they have a total hip replacement or what have you, or their balance is bad. I mean, think about it. If you fall in the pool, you're just going to get your hair wet. It's not really a big deal.
Right. Well, some people admit it's a big deal.
That is true. But yes, water and aquatic therapy is really wonderful.
Okay, because I see that. And sometimes at Tully, they'll have classes.
Sure.
And I'm just curious. I was just curious if that is as significant as one of these mall walks.
Yes. You can definitely do the same exercises on land as in sea.
Okay, that's perfect. Which we didn't touch on, and it's not really part of this, just food in general.
Sure.
You know, like, I mean, there are certain things that I think as we age, we shouldn't touch. I mean, sugar being one of them. Or at least minimize it in a diet. What do you give? Give just like 1 or 2 things that a senior should really, you know, from a physical therapy. I mean, you can do all the physical therapy in the world, and the guy's going home and having cheesecake and vodka for dinner.
That's true.
You're not doing yourself any good.
I would just say lean more towards vegetables and fruits and decrease the carbs. Eat in moderation. You know, I have... One of my father's very good friends, they love to go to the Chinese buffet place, and this guy piles on the food, and it's just ridiculous. So I would start with very small plates of food, and if you are still hungry afterwards, you know, eat a little bit more.
But and take a smaller plate. The size of the plate, that can help.
Exactly.
Because it doesn't fit on, you know, the food, excess food.
Definitely.
That's why you have pockets, Ruth, on a buffet line. Come on, please. Terrific. The most important thing we've gotten out of this today with Nancy is you have to do something. Food should be in moderation. Drink plenty of water. It's extremely beneficial.
And move.
That's it. Yep. However you want to move.
Yep.
Find a partner if you want to do something a little bit more aggressive. But if you're home watching TV, the marching, when you're doing your dishes, the balls of your foot, there's always some little thing you can do.
Yes.
And stationary bikes, people have them, some of them.
Sure.
Use them versus just hanging
and maybe use them while watching TV so that you don't realize that you're exercising.
That's true,
exactly.
Too. And you get the TV show you're watching and it's over.
Sure.
Nancy, I want to thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Okay, thank
you
very much.
I know you've been here before and you're going to be back again. And you're listening. We've been listening here to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.